September is National Suicide Prevention Month. 2 weeks ago, Fresno County published its Suicide Prevention Strategic Plan. The county has been developing this plan for almost 2 years. During that time, its rate of suicide matched the state's at about 10 deaths for every 100,000 people, but it wants to bring that number down below the state average. And as FM89's Laura Sutsui reports, Fresno isn't the only county looking at how to reduce the risk of suicide.
Noah Whitaker didn't plan on a career in suicide prevention, but it also isn't something he's shied away from either.
Most families don't discuss the topic of suicide. Growing up, that wasn't the case in my household. Suicide was discussed quite a bit. My father's father, Jack, had died by suicide at age 53.
Whitaker's own father also died by suicide at 53, the same age as his grandfather. Today, Whitaker talks about his loss openly. He says he wants to bring to light the day-to-day struggles a lot of people go through.
I lost my father. I lost my grandfather. I don't want my children to lose their father, and I want their children to meet their grandfather. So I do a lot of this work, not just to save the lives of others, but if I become at risk myself someday, to save my own life.
When his dad died, though, Whitaker was still in high school.
Following the death of my father, there were no supports, no resources, there was nothing. Stigma is so prevalently felt that people fear discussion of this topic and they fear supporting people.
Whitaker now works with the Tulare and Kings County's Suicide Prevention Task Force, a job he's held for the last 10 years. Today, he himself is a resource to families who lose someone to suicide as a member of the task force's LOSS team. LOSS stands for Local Outreach to Suicide Survivors. When someone dies by suicide, their family members are at an increased risk of also dying by suicide. Members of the LOSS team reduce that risk by immediately supporting family and friends. Fresno County is in the process of creating their own LOSS team, which is one part of implementing their suicide prevention plan. Whitaker co-wrote that plan. Dewan Utek is Fresno County's Director of Behavioral Health.
What this plan does is it also addresses the concept that somehow, some way, we have to reduce stigma and discrimination against both recognizing mental illness and when someone's struggling with depression or anxiety, making it okay to talk about.
Fresno County's plan also recommends the continuation of local crisis phone centers and training members of the community to be a resource in populations at risk of suicide. While Fresno released their plan earlier this month, Madera County has just begun to look at their own community-based suicide prevention efforts. Dennis Cook is the director of behavioral health there. While he'll look to Tulare and Fresno for ideas, he says it won't help to copy their initiatives because their needs are different.
Like in Madera here, we have 5 times as many suicides as we have homicides. Between 2006 and 2015, we had 36 murders and 193 suicides. Well, if the murder rate went up by fivefold, we would have all kinds of people in the community. And so that's the message we have to give to the community. What could the community do to reduce the rates of suicide?
Efforts to reduce suicide have also come from the state level. Stan Collins is a suicide prevention specialist with Each Mind Matters, a statewide campaign. He says the benefit of counties creating community plans is it takes into account their unique situations rather than focusing broadly on government departments.
Suicide prevention is really a public health issue, and with that, you need to bring in all members of the community. But the most important people that we can be bringing in are really the individuals, the family and friends of individuals who are the ones who are going to recognize warning signs and be there to support that person.
He says the statewide efforts have been successful, but even with public support for mental health awareness, suicide maintains a lot of stigma and unfamiliarity. That's why local campaigns and efforts can effectively spread best practices for talking about suicide. For example, Colin says it's okay to ask someone if they're thinking about suicide.
Everything in the suicide prevention literature says that we need to be talking openly and directly about suicide. And if the answer is no, the person says, no, I'm not thinking about suicide, which is strangely a lot of people's fears. Well, what if I ask them if they're thinking about suicide and they're not thinking about suicide? It's like, that's the best case scenario. And now you've communicated to that person that if they ever do have thoughts of suicide, you're willing to go there. You're willing to have that conversation.
To be clear, Collins knows that can be a daunting task. But starting that conversation is part of breaking the stigma, too. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.
If you are thinking about suicide or are worried someone you know is, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or text 741-741.